Hello all in Audio Boo land. I have not done an Audio Boo for quite some time, but I just thought I would get back to doing it. I don't know why I haven't. Darren and I, it's Sunday the 7th of December 2014, and Darren and I are at Salt Lake International Airport waiting to board our flight to New York JFK and then on to London Heathrow Airport. Darren and I have had a wonderful time with Marnie and Will and their family. They made us feel so welcome, and I really, really am glad that we made the trip and came to visit them. It's so sad when a vacation comes to an end, but I guess all vacations do come to an end. It's a very, very quiet airport tonight with it being so late. We got through security pretty quickly. Darren's sitting in a wheelchair because we felt it was easier for him to use one. Huh? Audio Boo what? Audio Boo knows he's not that well. So we figured it would be easier for him to... He's had a bit of a breathlessness issue today. But he's doing okay. We've got some throat sweets and...
Oh, fantastic. So thank you very much.
And she's got... Absolutely. And he's got, like, nasal spray. So we are just sitting here waiting to board our flight.
Marnie's friend Trish is going to send someone to help us get a drink.
Oh, cool.
Sent her a message.
Oh, cool. So that's all well and good. Somebody's going to very kindly come and help us get a drink. So as we're going to be here for quite some time, and the Delta agent hasn't turned up as yet. Delta, not data. And I bet Marnie probably thinks, why did you not do some audio boos while you were with me? The answer is, I honestly don't know. I don't know why I didn't do them. I think I just thought I'd let Darren do them because I always do the boos. But Darren didn't do as many as he wanted, and I'll do some more when we come back. I suppose I felt a bit conscientious doing them. I know, but I do feel conscientious doing audio boos. On more than one occasion, and I'll say this publicly on audio boo, on more than one occasion, I have considered deleting my audio boo account. I'm glad I have not done it, but I felt like it. That sounds like the iPhone voice. Listen, audio boo. Oh. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So, Darren is coughing his heart out. Poor, bless his cotton socks. Okay, so I'm going to pause for now. And I will probably update you as we go along the way. Our next port of call will be the plane, and then it will be 6 or 7 hours to JFK, and then JFK to London Heathrow. We're going to get onto a Virgin Atlantic plane, and it's a train. Whoops, trains won't get me very far. Virgin Atlantic plane to London Heathrow.
I'm sorry, but that's definitely the Samantha voice.
Well, it's not a real person, that's for sure.
No.
Anyway, I'm going to pause this.
What's that? Like, pause recording. 55 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Okay, audio boo. We are in JFK. Landed here at 6 a.m. And it's now 6:10. So we actually got to JFK a little bit earlier than we were meant to. Flying time apparently was meant to be 3 hours and 42 minutes. And hopefully someone's going to come and get us off of this plane, because then we've got to go and check in at Virgin Atlantic to get our flight to Heathrow Airport. Our time at Salt Lake City was very uneventful. It went really well, actually. Friend of our friend Marnie's came to help us to get something to eat, so we had McDonald's. Delta gave us very little on the flight. We just got a drink and pretzels, peanuts, and a cookie. And that's all we got for the whole 3-something hours we were on the plane. But there you go. Okay, I'm going to pause and I will update this boo as and when I get a bit of more time and I have more to tell you.
Pause recording. 52. Pause recording.
Okay, audio boo. It's still the 8th of December 2014. And I'm recording this audio boo live from the aircraft.
Are you booing?
We have made quite a bit of time up.
At least an hour and a half.
By the looks of it. According to my phone, it is 12:30 New York time, which is...
I'm less than an hour out.
11, 5:30 UK time. Virgin Atlantic have been excellent as usual. We have had really good flight crew. It's very squashed on the way home, but it is a full flight. There's about 302 people on the flight. So, as you can imagine, it's very close quarters in economy. Assistance at JFK was good. We got met off of the plane pretty quickly. But the plane from Salt Lake City to JFK was not busy. So we had a lot of space on that flight. Delta were okay, actually. The flight crew were nice. But Delta don't really give you an awful lot of complimentary stuff. I guess I probably shouldn't say that on a flight, but hey-ho, here we go. Let's just hope that our luggage gets to Heathrow the same time as we do. And our assistant meets us and helps us go through and get... And Darren is going to the gentleman's retreat, which unfortunately is right by us.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to do my thing.
Oh, unfortunately, he did not manage to go for... I wasn't going to say this on my own audio boo, but he was going to go for a dump at JFK and record it. How disgusting. Fortunately, he did not have a chance to do it. So anyone who listens to boos is very safe, and they're saved from that. Okay, well, I don't have anything else to report at the moment, so I am going to pause this boo, and I will speak to you in a bit. What if I could hear it? I'll turn it off. When I need them.
Oh. Oh, I think my phone's done. Sorry about that audio boo. I couldn't pause the boo, so now I'm going to. So, sorry about that. Well, Darren has returned from the gentleman's retreat.
Yeah,
fortunately hasn't caused any more turbulence. We have had quite a lot of turbulence on the flight today, but I don't think any of it was to do with Darren.
All I did was a sit, dribble and shake.
Oh! I've got my earpods in. I'm sure it would record still. Well, I've got one in my ear because I couldn't hear my phone to turn the stupid boo off. So there's a whole lot of noise on there, me trying to turn the stupid boo off. No announcements as yet, audio boo, as to when we're going to land at London Heathrow. But London Heathrow are a little bit like the M25. Unfortunately, sometimes they make you circle quite a bit. Oh, drinkies. I'm going to pause this boo. Okay, audio boo.
48 minutes
we're attempting. Oh, my ears! Attempting to. Well, we are landing. With this, we've started landing for London Heathrow Airport. Made up quite a lot of time, which is very nice indeed. So yes. And we have just been told that arrangements have been made for assistance for us, so... Oh, Darren! Can say that on my flaming boo. Whoa. Why isn't my... I can't hear my phone. Ooh, it's descending quite a bit. Ooh! There's been quite a lot of turbulence on this plane. Oh, God. My ears. Dazza, fly your ears.
My ears are popping.
Yeah, they are, aren't
they? I feel sorry for the lip there, because it might be really annoying.
They probably hurt.
I bet it does. Poor lip.
Probably needs a bottle to suck on, like a drink of water or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or even a dummy. Well, it's a swallowing action that actually helps to pop your ears.
Yeah. So I'm going to record just until we've start taxiing. Darren did this on the way, but I thought I'd do it on the way home. We're sitting in an aisle of four. So. I'm yawning because that's the only way I can make my ears behave.
It's planes of 3-4-3.
Is it?
And then three on the outside, three and four in the middle, seats wise, and three on the other side.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that basically where it has 10 seats?
Yeah. Well, it's been handy where we're sitting for you, because you could go to the loo as much as you needed to. You could probably put your hand out and touch it.
Yeah.
Don't knock it, someone might be in there.
No,
why did I lock them then for landing?
Because if it was a bumpy landing...
Oh, yeah, they could fall off the seat.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And we could just imagine tumbling down out the door with the trousers down.
Well, I don't think they would they? Because the door's shut. Door's shut. You wouldn't. Oh, my God, my ears.
Oh, no. That's because we're out of the clouds.
Oh, blow me down. Oh. No, you don't. Any blue on me. And Darren feels heady, audio boo. Audio boo?
Like, yeah, but...
Fun and Games Finding Cases, which I won't record. Hopefully I might have to put my earpods in, actually, because I can't hear the bloody thing doing anything.
I'll put your earpods in.
I'm going to, Wolf. Actually, that might even help my ears. I said my heels, but...
About a bit of difference.
It probably will.
So I've got my AirPods.
Yeah? And?
As I say, that's about a bit of difference.
Blind bit of difference, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's put the thing back. Is it? Audio, but it is still recording. I've got one ear pod in with the microphone, so hopefully you will hear what I say and what goes on here on the flight from JFK to London Heathrow. Oh, come on, land. It's not even descending yet, that much. No, it's not that much. I bet you we're being made to circle. That's typical of Heathrow.
No, certainly.
We will in a minute.
Possibly, but not yet.
So, 13:46, so that's 6:46.
Correct.
Bye. Yes. It does kind of make a difference with the ear pod in, actually. Flight crew have been great as usual, as I've said that before, but... They really have been great. But Darren hasn't had his Baileys on the rocks this time.
No.
Oh, poor Dasha Harris. Where's my other ear pod gone? Bugger. Oh. Could hear lots of kiddywinkles going, ah! I thought you said something. Put both of them in now. If it makes a difference. It might not. Oh, it sort of does. Oh, that's better. Minutes of my boo left remaining. I can't believe I'm just recording nothing. That's a bit bad, isn't it? Well, it is, sort of. I know it can't go any faster than it's supposed to, but...
All I like to do is it slows down.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I can feel it going down now. Or descending, as the correct terminology is. Hey, Wolf. What are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you need me to pause this while you tell me?
No.
Oh. Going down lower? Come on, Heathrow, don't mess us around. Well, I don't think they are going to, actually. I think we're going to land in a minute.
Oh, he's just coming with one as well.
On the
I'm not sure. Oh, nearly. Is this about to be on the ground? Oh, it feels very close to being on the ground. Do you think it is?
Not on the ground.
No, do you think it will be in a minute?
I can't see out there, so I can't even see.
Oh no, you can't, because you're nowhere near a window.
I'm also putting it dark.
Oh yeah, of course it would be. Duh.
And we took off at darkness, we're not in
darkness. God, flamey, I am being a posh bird today.
Why?
I don't know, just felt like saying.
Back to all the cabin crew, and can you please switch decision for landing into London Heathrow?
Well, there's your answer.
For the benefit of audio, Boo, if you did pick it up, she said, could cabin crew take your seats for landing into London Heathrow? Oh, my ears. Oh. What?
Oh, I'm tired.
Are you?
Overtired.
I'm not. I feel fine. I feel great. Hello, kiddo.
The lights are going off.
Oh, do they go off for landing? Oh, probably because it's dark.
No, it's completely dark.
Well, I guess it's probably better that it is, because then...
Yeah, but that would lost power.
That'd be stupid. If we lost power, wouldn't we be moving?
No, you'd be dropping out of the sky dead.
That's not funny.
Lights off, though.
Well, they do. It's just better for the pilots to see.
Well, the pilot wouldn't see if the lights come out here.
Yeah, it's just what they do. Because if in an event of an emergency, the proper lights would come on. The ignite, you know, the bright lights. So they need to make it. Oh, why they turn them off? I didn't know that they did. First time you told me that they did. Oh. Have you noticed that before then, that they turn the lights off?
Not really.
That went.
Or maybe so that people can see outside, I don't know.
No, I think it's just for people to... Because it's going to be dark outside, maybe it's to acclimatise the light, I don't know. Well, no, because I bet you when it lands, the lights will go back on.
Yeah, it will do, that's what I was saying. So maybe it's so people can look down and see what they're doing. What's happening?
Well, there's nothing to see, it's dark.
Well, you can see the lights, the hangar lights and stuff like that.
I see the sun of London, but... Yes, bing bing. Oh, come on. It's not very atmospheric on my Boo, is it really?
Anticipation of the bump on
the ground. I don't know if they'll hear it though, because I've got my earpods in.
Yeah.
A very slow descent into London Heathrow. And that's probably London being a bugger. No, I'm sure it's not though.
tell us.
Landing probably... No, they don't always. Landing takes quite a while. But you can't just...
No, because you're in opposition. Yourself.
Well, I think they probably guide you down. Somebody does. Very low. Feels like it's very low.
Oh yeah, we are low now.
Come on.
So
I'm
beginning
with
New York?
Oh no, we're just transferring because we were in Salt Lake.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We've been in Salt Lake for 2 weeks on holiday.
Oh, wow.
We were staying with our friends. It was really nice.
Amazing time.
Oh, it was really great.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we slept.
That's Jenny, who is a flight attendant. I thought we might be. I thought Heathrow were going to be funny. Three minutes to 7 in the evening, because New York time's 13:57. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Are we? Yeah, we must
feels
be.
Like it.
No, we're not. We're still circling. On the internet, or will be in a minute. Oh yeah, we are sending a bit now. There we go. We're about to touch down, I think. Possibly, possibly not. Still carrying on down. Okay, 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Oops, shush. That's over. Oh, come on. We probably won't touch down till about 7:10. Gosh. Are you alright?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I just feel heady.
You feel heady?
Yeah.
Do you want one of your sweets?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, we're just... I'm not sure what we're exactly doing, but... we shall hopefully be landing shortly at London Heathrow. And yes, folks, we are back home almost. Time in Salt Lake has gone so fast. It's been really lovely. It's a shame that vacations have to come to an end. But I guess they do.
It must be fun, the approach.
Yeah, probably. Because it picked up a bit of speed. Although it doesn't go down really fast. It's funny, do you know, wherever you sit, it always feels like you descend backwards. Maybe you do. I don't know.
No, you don't.
Why?
Because a backward face is 6 on the plane.
Well, no, this is... That is the back. So we're going that way.
Yeah, you're going forward.
No, back. Well, I don't know. It just feels like I'm... I don't know. It's a very funny sensation when a plane takes off and lands. Really funny sensation. I guess either you like it or you don't. I do like it now. Didn't when I was a kid. But it's always the riskiest part of the plane journey. Land and take off. Probably landing's worse, I'd say. As people say, planes are much safer than cars quite often. Oh.
In flight entertainment's just gone off.
How do you know?
I've just seen the screen literally turn off.
Oh, did it? So that means we're about to land in the terminal.
Oh, I think so.
In the, what do you call it?
At the gate.
Oh no, because we have to drive to the gate once we land.
That'll take a while.
Oh, will it be in Heathrow? Yeah, probably.
Oh.
What?
It's come back on there.
Well, that's probably the map. Are the lights still off?
Yeah. Oh.
This is kind of soundscape, so sorry about that. Just hear other people chit-chatting around us. Oh, sweet, they're just laughing. She's laughing. Oh, there we go. Wheels got down. That was the wheels. And now it's us. In a minute. Well, that sounded like the wheels that went clonk. Well, I heard something go clonk. I think they've probably given us clearance to land. Oh, God. There's so much turbulence on this plane, I'll be glad to get off. Mind you, I shouldn't complain. It's been a relatively short journey considering we took a flight from London Heathrow to San Francisco. That was long. That was very long. And then we still had an onward flight. So the flight time has been only about 8 hours.
About that, really. This is a much shorter route.
But it's only like the time changes that make it different.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Because from Salt Lake, we jumped 2 hours ahead to New York.
To here.
And then we jumped 5 hours from New York to here.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I think going through JFK has been, a good move.
Well, next time we go see Marnie and that's what I think we'll do.
On the way back, yeah.
Well, even on the way?
I don't know, because it's a very big airport. And... yeah. Unless we try to get about 3 hours layover.
Unless you want to go through Paris.
Oh, no. Don't want to go through Paris. I don't know, though. At least, don't have to mess about with cases in Paris, either. Because you do... When you go through Paris and not an American airport... Oh, shush.
Actually, I don't know if you're all
about. No, you don't. Immigration gets done at Salt Lake. Oh, stop it. Oh, well, I've got 22 minutes left on my recording.
Oh,
and
sorry.
My phone's down to 10%.
Well, I've got
24. I know.
We're about to hit
Channel. Don't say it like that. That sounds a bit scary. Darren, for the benefit of audio, Boo, Darren said we're about to hit the ground. But he doesn't quite mean it like that. Because you don't hit the ground, you just...
Hit the ground in a controlled manner.
What?
Hit the ground in a controlled manner.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's called you touch down. Correct terminology. Or did you not know that?
I just didn't say that.
No, I know you didn't. Let's see. 8 minutes past seven, so I was about right, about 10. We're still here an hour earlier than we should have been.
Yeah.
Although we're not actually on the ground yet. Oh, I think we're about to be, are we? No, not quite. Not quiet, ladies and gentlemen. Quite even. Let's see what the jet lag will be like as we're coming back at night. Shouldn't be too bad because it means it's normal time when you go to bed. Well, sort of. If you're me, maybe not. What? Who?
I was going to get down now.
Well, you are in a minute. A lot of squeaking on this plane. Oh, it will be down soon. We definitely have, there we go, we're down. We're out London Heathrow Airport. Oh, that's definitely taxiing now. Okay, folks, I'm going to pause this audio, because I need to take my phone off of flight mode in a minute and plug my phone into charge. If I don't do any more on this recording, it'll be published. If not, if there's more to report, I'll come back.
audio. We're now on our way home. Got back without any issues. Managed to get our bags. For a little while, I was a bit concerned as to whether we would get them, because the assistant at first, well, I wasn't convinced they were paying much attention to what they were looking at, but they did get them in the end, and it worked out okay. My dad and brother came to pick us up by car, so we shall be home shortly. We did make good time. We got home a bit earlier. So I'm now going to publish this boo, and I hope you are all having a lovely day, evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Speak soon. Bye bye.
18 minutes. Oh, 18 minutes. 18 minutes and 33 seconds. 18 minutes. And 18 minutes. Pause recording. 18 minutes. Pause recording.